If you listen to the music that Chris Whitley has produced over his career, you will hear an eclectic mix of sounds, roots rock, pop, grunge, even atonalism. On his latest album, Rocket House, futuristic sound effects enhance songs that are firmly rooted in the blues. Scott Ages has this review.
Chris Whitley's voice slides high and low, like the metal tube he uses to play his steel-bodied guitar. 10 years ago, he used that eerie falsetto to make a debut album that was a masterpiece of postmodern blues. But Whitley hated the record. So his next two albums were a sonic barrage of primal noise that alienated many fans. Now, after years of backpedaling, he's found a middle ground. Rocket House gets back to the hypnotic atmospheres of that first album. With help from collaborators like DJ Logic, Whitley indulges his rebellious streak with a whirl of abstract sounds. But instead of sounding electronic, the effect is vaguely ancient and oriental, like a soundtrack to a Javanese puppet theater. None of this would work, of course, without a foundation of solid songs. Despite the sonic window dressing, this is closer to pop music than anything Whitley has ever done. Chris Whitley is no stranger to the highly stylized. Before he made his first record a decade ago, he lived in Europe, playing music that was heavy on synthesizers and dance beats. He found his widest audience with stripped-down acoustic blues. At last, he's discovered a way to be at once rootsy and experimental. It won't please the purists, but somehow, I don't think Chris Whitley is too worried about that.
The CD is Rocket House by Chris Whitley. Scott Ages is a writer who lives in New Orleans.